Rav Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rav Metzia Bavli, Daf Pei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavzayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah in the middle of the page, Kol HaOmanin. Kol HaOmanin, Shoyim Meisacha, V'kulam Sha'omu, Havei Moi, V'tal Shulcha, Shoyim Mechinam, Shemor Li, V'eshmor Lecha, Shoyim Meisacha. All craftsmen who take an item home to work are considered to be paid watchmen. Whoever says, bring me money and take your item, becomes an unpaid watchman. From that point onwards, if he said, watch for me and I will watch for you, he's considered to be an unpaid watchman. If he said, guard for me, and the other one said, put it down in front of me, he's considered to be an unpaid watchman. One who takes collateral for a loan, he's considered a paid watchman. Yudah says it depends. If he lends money, he's an unpaid watchman. If he lent fruit, he's a paid watchman, as the Gemara is going to explain. Abishal oimer, muta adam nischa mashchoinai shel ani liyos poisik halav v'hoylech v'pneishu k'meshiv aveda. Abishal says a person may rent out the collateral of a poor man, as the rental money will be taken as payment of the loan. It's as if the lender is returning a lost article to the borrower by doing so. And the Gemara says, hada antichrisin ribisu. If a person gave an item to a craftsman to repair, once he's finished the work, he's not allowed to send him a gift because it appears like he's paying interest because the payment for the work has already become a loan. Shmuel Amar b'sha'amar lo hanach lefonai, aval amar lo hanach lefonecha eino lo shem echinom v'lo shem esacha. Shmuel says the case earlier was when he said put it down in front of me, but if he said put it down in front of you, then he's not neither unpaid nor a paid watchman. He's no longer responsible whatsoever for this item. Rav Yochanan says, a person prefers to give his fruit to a middleman to sell and take delayed payment from a buyer, as long as he receives collateral from the buyer in the meanwhile. And similarly for a loan, a person prefers to pay a middleman who will lend out his fruits for collateral, and it's because if the owner retains the fruit, it's likely to rot. And when he lends it out, the loan is returned with fresh fruit, and therefore he's acting as a paid watchman because he's gaining from the loan. Rehabo, quoting Rav Yosi ben Chanina, said, similarly, a person would give generously to one who convinces him to sell his fruit for collateral, means to a middleman who convinces a buyer to buy the produce.